Time to have a look at the meeting in Hobart on Sunday night here on From the Stables, the Blue Bonnet for the two-year-old fillies, the feature race, and joining us online to have a chat about a few of his drives and a two-year-old he puts the polish on is Paul Hill. How are you going, Paul?
Good, thank you. I'm good, yeah.
That's the way. Let's talk about Magic Pebbles, a two-year-old filly you prepare who goes round in the Blue Bonnet. She's on debut and a nicely bred filly. She's by Pet Rock out of LJ's Magic, who done a top job down here in the state. Three trials to date. What have you made of them?
Yeah, she's improved a little bit each time, and I think she's getting somewhere near the mark now, so we'll give her a run, see how she goes.
I watched her trial on July 12th. She just went a little bit rough late. Is that just sort of something she'll come out of?
Yeah, she was just brushing her knee a bit, and I put some spreaders on her, and she's come out of that good now, so quite happy with her.
Yeah, comes up with gate 5. No doubt you'll leave the tactics up to Rick. He's a master reinsman, but it's probably going to be the start of a long preparation with a number of two-year-old features still to come.
Yes, no, Rick's drove her a couple of times. He knows how she goes, so I'll leave it all up to him.
Righto, let's head over to race 5 where you've got the drive on War Chest. You finished 4th last time out where he did a little bit of work early, but gee, how good was he winning 2 starts ago in 156.4?
Yes, he went very good that night. He's a good front-running horse or sitting to death, you know. He can't sit and dash up, but he can roll along pretty well all the way.
Yeah, and the barrier 2 on the second row, at least you're going to settle close to the speed and give you a few options early.
Yeah, that's for sure. We can either sit if there's a bit of speed on or roll forward if there's not, so there you go, okay.
Race 6, you're driving the old boy, Finn McKee, who won the new Norfolk Cup earlier this year. He's been running his usual honest race of late.
He's going good, Finn, without much luck. You know, like the drawers have been a little bit against him. But from gate 3, I think we'll go forward and we'll find a pretty forward position. So I expect him to run really well.
Yeah, he's ready to win one at a bit of odds, isn't he?
He's just got to get that right run and he'll be there, Duncan. Yeah.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's on Sunday night. Let's go over to race 7. You've got the drive on Hyde Park, a lightly raced 4-year-old who would probably need a little bit of luck from the barrier draw.
Yeah, he'll need a lot of luck from there. I think the main aim will be getting him back in the draw. He goes okay, but, it's very hard from out there.
And in the last race, you're driving the Eric Jacobson train, just 10 trumps. He's had 17 starts this season for 1 win and 11 placings, and probably makes a few of these a little bit better in the handicaps this week.
Yeah, well, normally he'd be giving them 20 metres, and he's off the front, so, you know, he's been going pretty good of late, so I expect a forward showing from him.
Yeah, he's race 8, number 6. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is on Sunday night, Paul?
I think Finn McKee is my best chance driving, and I think Magic Pebble's got a really good show, so.
Righto, so Finn McKee, he's race 6, number 3, and Magic Pebble's race 1, number 5. Well, you are the king of the kids, Paul. I hope that can continue on a Sunday night with Magic Pebbles in the Blue Bonnet, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much, Duncan.